This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The upfronts came to a close this week. Once upon a time, they were a chance for television networks to trot out their executives and their stars and try to convince advertisers to pony up and buy time on their fall lineups. It was, back then, just a week. But now there are upfronts for digital media, podcasts. The whole thing lasts a whole lot longer than a week, I'll tell you that. Last year's presentations were canceled. This year's were remote. So in order to get a sense of what else has changed, we got A.J. Christian on the phone. He's a professor of communications at Northwestern. And I asked him, with more and more content companies trying to get advertisers' attention and their money, does he think this whole upfront thing is getting more diluted?
They might have been diluted, but I think it was necessary. There's no way that in 2021, four networks are going to be able to carry the demand for high-quality advertising placements. And so upfronts had to expand. I think the new fronts, when they started, was definitely a challenge to the upfronts. And now it seems like both have been accepted as part of the same kind of broad overall now probably two-month event.
Right. New fronts. You should probably define that term too.
The new fronts are the digital equivalent of the upfronts. They started when companies like YouTube were trying to get advertisers to commit their big dollars to online advertising, which is delivered in a much different way than traditional advertising.
Right. So let me ask you about the actual delivery of content. So much of it now comes from streamers, right? Netflix, Disney Plus, Paramount. I mean, take your pick. And I guess my question is, why do those companies need to lure advertisers?
So not all of them need to lure advertisers. Some of those companies have a combination of subscription and advertising. So Discovery Plus has on-demand subscription programming, but you can also watch House Hunters live 24/7 with ad breaks through the Discovery Plus app. In the digital space and in this new streaming universe, there's a ever-diversifying array of options.
I don't know if I'm sticking around for House Hunters if I have to stick around through ads. That's all I'm saying. I'll watch it in one, I'll watch it in one whack for 22 minutes or whatever it is. We should also point out that we are now able, advertisers are able, and also programmers, to target very specific audiences. There were black upfronts this year as well, right?
There were black upfronts with some of Byron Allen's companies. Mm-hmm. There is Univision for Latinx content. There's even a fan-driven, it's not really an upfront, but there's like a fan-driven queer upfront happening as well. So yes, diverse audiences are in this year. That's kind of a new thing. But historically through the new fronts, you were getting some specific audiences as well, fashion audiences, women's publications. So this is, I think, part of a broader diversification of the upfronts that's been happening for several years now.
Yeah. Do you think, just as a way to sort of play this forward a little bit, last year the upfronts were canceled because obviously of the pandemic. This year they were virtual. It's not cheap to get all those television stars and TikTok stars and what have you stars to Radio City in New York or wherever they decide to hold them. Do you think they stay virtual and people just try to do the easy thing?
We will see. I think it's going to be all about what the advertising call is. For many decades, it was seen as necessary to bring people to New York to do the schmoozing, the meeting the stars in order to get those multi-billion dollar commitments. If they can get those commitments at a lower price, they certainly need the money in a very competitive media landscape right now.
Professor A.J. Christian at Northwestern University. Professor, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.